Lost Hope Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Big Bap and Friends show. I am your host, Big Bap. Tonight we are starting this show extremely, extremely early because we are on a four-hour special. So at 9 o'clock, we will kick off the normal show with our normal introduction. But without further ado, let me get my other host, and I want y'all to understand the title that she now has, my other host, because she's no longer a co-host. She is now officially a host of this show. She has all creative control of this show as much as I do, my other host. Y'all already know. Give it up for Miss CJ. Welcome to the show, Charlie.
Hey, y'all. How's it going?
Oh, she came. Come on in. Talk to me.
Hi. How was your day? How are you feeling?
I'm sitting here trying to be sexy and getting myself a little ready. I'm filming live tonight on IG on DJ's Roundtable, so we getting ready. We getting ready to play tonight. What's good with you, Shawty? Tell me something good.
Something good. Life is good. I got good health and good strength. I got a wonderful meal sitting in front of me and a beautiful drink.
Ooh. Well, while we're talking about drinks, I definitely got mine going right now. So I'm getting ready to get mine a little bit more intimate now because we done dimmed the lights. We got the candles going by Spirit and Healing Services. Yeah, we
those candles from Of the Spirit. Listen, that Aries candle from Of the Spirit is doing a thing right now.
Talk to them about it. Talk to them. Talk to them about Of the Spirit, because people think that's just. First off, people think that that's me, and I definitely need to say to the Spirit, Of the Spirit is truly what it is. Of the Spirit.
Yeah, that's not you at all. I don't. I don't know if I'm allowed to say her name, but she is wonderful. The way she creates things, the concepts, you can sit down and talk with her and give her an idea, and what she comes back with is just amazing. You will be abundantly blessed.
And I love that word that you said, abundantly blessed, because so many people think that when you are talking about doing something for you, that it's just absolutely for you. And she continues to just thoroughly impress me with everything that she continues to do. And I'm just thankful. So let me go ahead and say thankful to our production manager, owner of the Spirit, and so many other accolades and titles and different things that she holds and holds down so wonderfully well, Madam CJ. For those of you who don't know, let me go ahead and give you her name as well. This is our Southern Belle, our resident Aries, our resident just, oh, my God, you bring so many things to the table. Our resident owner of the cleaning company, our fighter, our ready to just go to war with anybody, our crier, because you will get in your emotions and give us all that energy. And we so absolutely need it. So I just want to say thank you for being everything that you are, Madam CJ. Welcome to the show tonight. How you feel?
I'm feeling great. I'm feeling really, really great.
So now that I got Big Bap out the way, because I had to do him first. You got to do what you got to do to get what you got to do done. So we finna go ahead and retire him because he did his opening. He did what he needed to do. He started the show. He did his thing. But we're getting ready to welcome Dr. Feelgood to the show. And so before we get started tonight, I want to say this to all of those who have known me, who will know me, who are getting ready to know me. We are 100% officially in spring. And spring does all types of just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful things to the atmosphere. So I wanted to start the show with a special tonight. So this album that I'm getting ready to play tonight is absolutely probably, CJ, this is absolutely my favorite album. I'm not going to play a song off of it. We're going to play, and we're going to talk, and we're going to dialogue all night through the entire show on this one album. We don't have to do a bunch of different artists. And I know this is Aries season, and I'm not taking over from Aries, because understand, we're now in that cusp area now where Aries and Taurus begin to collide. You know, I'm a Taurus, she's an Aries. So we're now in that season where the Aries are beginning to really, really finish off their stuff and stand up strong and stretch and turn out. But Taurus season is beginning to gently make its way into the atmosphere. And so the fire sign is why I wanted to start with you tonight, Senior. This is why I wanted to do an extra hour early. Because the fire sign comes to warm up the earth after winter. You understand that, right?
Right.
So it was impeccable and important and imperative to the solar system that we amplify the sun from spring to summer. And we begin to turn it back off in the fall. So they have the same effect in spring and fall. But we got to get that heat. And that's what that Aries sign comes to do. It's fire. It comes to just add energy. It stimulates. It overstimulates some things and some energies. But it is designed to stimulate. It is designed to get a reaction. It is designed to arouse the people and the masses. Because what comes directly after the fire sign is earth. And so you have to warm up the earth with what it needs. But some of y'all are just too hot. So as we get ready to get into our new season, our new life, our new atmosphere, CJ, I'm going to take you down a memory lane that a lot of people don't understand. When I first created this show, this album was one of the albums that I listened to on repeat to learn how to become the best version of me. I had just completed a divorce, figure out who I was, and I wanted to understand who I needed to become. So in doing so, I took to this album, I took to these words, I took to this message. So tonight, as y'all hear them beautiful candles just rustling in the background, CJ, you hear them?
Yes.
Oh, if they can't hear it, I hear it. I know you hear yours over there. It's just rustling in the background. It's just, it's amazing. And I want to tell people that I'm not going to give away her tree seekers, but if you haven't gone on tailoredservices.com and gotten a candle that has been inspired by Of the Spirit, you're missing out. If you don't have one of these candles burning in your house right now, that's your fault. Because the ambiance that it's giving tonight, and I do mean like how they say it right now, how it's giving, because I want to say it like that, you know, how it's giving. Because
it is giving.
And it smells so beautiful. Like, it's radiant right now. It's imperative that y'all know that this song and this album that we're getting ready to take a journey on tonight, this album helped me become the man that I am today. This album taught me how to love past hurt, how to love past confusion, how to love past misunderstanding, how to love through divorce, how to see a person's glow all over again. But the key part of it is not only do you have to see, have, and do all of those things, but you also have to be willing to be gentle. So as we learn and as we take a trip, CJ, I want you to go on this trip with me, okay?
Okay.
We're going to invite everybody to go on this trip. And as we play these songs, we're going to talk about these songs as we come out of it. And I'm going to give you my message, my interpretation, my love, my flow for each of these songs because they're important. And I want you to listen, and I want you to listen to the words with a finite ear. Understand each word, each sound, each beat that goes through your body tonight. I want you to resonate with that. When we come back on the other side, Dr. Feelgood will be in the building. I hope y'all enjoy him. I hope y'all get something out of it. I love y'all. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Yeah, you already know what you're listening to, baby. It's the greatest slow jam mixtape of all time, you know, by yours truly, the R&B hippie neo soul rock star, a.k.a. Smokey Temptations, a.k.a. Super Cooler Jones, a.k.a. Spanky Long Time. All you need is some cold Patron and long nights. But enough about me, baby. You know, I get a little long with it sometimes. You know, when the lights are dim and you're with him and he wants to know, well, you got all that great taste in music. And they say, oh, babe, the music is just so slow, and I'm feeling so sexual and intense, baby. Where'd you learn to play music like this? Oh, baby, just tell him.
Amy taught me.
DJ Money.
Got a light shining for my room. It's such a sight to see the end of my platoon. Beautiful like the moon.
Let me get CJ back in here because I can't talk about this stuff. had someone love you strong, powerful, and gentle. My God. It is a relief like no other. But we're so busy trying to fuck everybody. But can you stop and be sensual? Can you stop and be attentive? Can you stop and be in her moment? Oh, CJ, I don't think they understand.
I know they don't understand it. It's cool. They're listening.
You know, I'm a believer, and I said, you know, everyone has a plan until they're punched in the face, right, CJ?
Is it true?
But that's one of my favorite quotes of all time, isn't it?
It is.
When a person is punched in the face, what's the first thing they stop doing?
Breathing.
We'll be right back after this next song, guys.
The ultimate pleasure is giving pleasure. Yeah, my boy. Patient lovers, especially Aries, Scorpio, Cancer, Capricorn.
If you should succeed, I'll be sure to bring you water. Yes, you're like a candle that will slow burn longer. And I know you say that love song is not you like it on repeat. I was born a patient lover, so I'll start with your feet. Oh, 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 I'm doing my best to inspire you to dream of love till we meet, yeah. You may even be encouraged to take on walk so we can love again. The most part I give her self, she created you. Oh, girl,
tag him tonight, y'all, on DJ's Roundtable, if y'all follow us on Instagram. We are live on IG tonight. So if you follow us on IG, we are live on IG tonight. Somebody needs to tag Raheem and let him know that we are doing a tribute to him to Bohemian Tyler's album. This album, most people don't even know exists because it's not on his regular discography. If you want to download that album for free, go to his 360 Music Group and go download that album. And you can follow along. You'll have all 16 songs. The album is about an hour long. But we're going to get through this tonight, CJ. Because they need to understand, if you're experiencing sensuality from a man as a woman, that should just make things about you just begin to get soft. The reason why so many of our women today are not soft is our men are not giving them a reason to be soft. We're not using our voice and our energy to unarm them. We're not taking away these nuclear weapons that are their mouth because we're showing them that it's not their mouth and their fierceness that we need, that we desire their feminine energy, that we embrace their feminine energy, that we encourage their feminine energy. It doesn't matter that your woman is beautiful. It doesn't matter that your woman is sexy. It doesn't matter what she wears. It doesn't matter what she takes off. What it matters is that you're embracing her, that you're choosing to understand her divine femininity, knowing as a man you'll never fully understand its full veracity that it is, but you would enjoy taking the moment, the time, and the second to understand her version of it. See, that's the love that's not selfish. That's a love that's pure. That's a love that's patient. That's a love that's comprehensive of all things that is that woman. It's funny because so many men, they tell me, they said, you're around so many women. How do you manage to do it? I said, I don't manage anything. CJ, have I ever managed you?
Yeah, that's weird. I don't like that word.
I ask my wife all the time. I said, have I ever managed you? I mean, she goes, you're in charge. I said, no. Manage. Do I control your day-to-day flow of your life? I don't control anyone. Hell, I barely have control of me. I fight my own temptations daily because I'm not good enough. Maybe there are women listen, ladies, there are women hollering at me every day. CJ will tell you, I have plenty of opportunities to turn my collar down. Ladies, understand, there are women who have said on this show and masturbated to my entire conversation. I know I have the fan mail. I don't say that to be arrogant, and I don't say that to brag. Any woman who has spent time with me will tell you, he's very attentive to you, almost to the point where it's borderline stalkerish, but you just realize, no, he really just paid attention that one time. Because I promise you, CJ, you can tell them this. I can tell the story better than they can, and they were there.
Every time.
Every time. Because we're not going to skip the details. Because the details of who every woman is matters. See, fellas, one of the things that y'all don't even understand, my wife tells me all the time, even your good morning text message has the ability to excite.
I'm still in the studio, can't talk right now. Got some things I wanna tell you though. Been thinking about you, girl. Can't live without you, girl. And I can't wait till I get home. Don't go to sleep, I need you to wake up me. Please tell you what I really mean. Please smile. Got my phone right next to me. I hope you got your ring up. I'm telling you. and I send my text message. You know I can't be yet. I'll be on my way to you. Boo. Hard to focus when I'm wondering what you can do next. Cause in every picture you got all the internet. I'm coming to tell you what you're gonna do. You just keep on texting. Soon I will be texting. Can't stay when I'll be there. I'll be there when I'll be there. We'll be loving ASAP. Oh, 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 soon as I get home, we'll be singing. Oh, yeah, as soon as I get my best message. Come on my way, soon I'll be loving you. That's why I'm that guy. I can make you cry with my loving, loving. Let me say it again. Come on my way, soon I'll be loving you. That's why I'm that guy that'll make you cry with my love, my love.
CJ, let's talk for a second.
Yes.
why do you go outside? What's the purpose of you going outside?
Why do I go outside? To be in nature.
What is it about nature? Tell me the things that you enjoy about nature.
I mean, it's just beautiful. Like, there's trees and flowers and grass and, like, the smell, like, the feel of the earth, like, the dirt. Oh, or, like, even going to the beach, like, the water, the sound of the waves, like, the sound of the birds. Even, like, in your backyard, if you just sit out, like, and listen, the sound of the birds is just really... It's painful.
Hmm.
I set out today and I burned a journal.
Hmm.
And it was beautiful. And I got to listen to, there's bumblebees that come in my backyard. I didn't know that I knew what that sounded like until I was sitting there, you know, completely silent. For the fire zone. It's just beautiful. There's birds that come different. There's so many different species of birds. And living in different areas, you'd be surprised, like, the different types of birds that you would see just based off of your location. Hell, even the grass is different based off of your location.
Mm.
I don't know. It's just beautiful.
Well, you know, what's interesting about what you said was you talked about the differences and all of those things, and every woman is the same way. Sometimes you have to get to understand the difference of her garden. We'll be back after this next commercial. The problem that you have with deciding to make love to somebody is you have to decide if that person actually makes your life more better. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Even if I don't have much in my name, through the ups and downs that come with fame, my life had me on the back and bubble with the pain. Cause you're my baby, my darling, priceless, oh, priceless. No dollar amount can buy the friendship you bring. You are a first lady worthy of me. The moment I get out of you, I knew I was wrong. Life ain't so bad after all.
Heavy on my back, baby. You make it better. Oh, the walk is heavy, baby.
Is a problem because she should see good in him. Doesn't matter how rough around the edges he is, she should be able to see good in that man after they spend intimate time together. She should have a desire to want to elevate him no matter where he is in life. It should be her mission goal to nurture all the things that's in him. But what he doesn't understand, she is a mirror reflection of the energy that he puts out.
Yes, that part.
See, people are mad about who's the leader, and they don't understand what the leadership should look like, how it should feel. Does she feel safe? Does she feel secure? Does she feel understood? Does she feel listened to? Does she feel seduced? Does she feel romance? Because, see, notice thing putting ED on everything. See, dudes want stuff in the now but have done nothing in the past. See, we want credit off our equity, but understand we've put nothing of worth in the bank. The vault is empty. The cupboard runneth bare. Do we need any other analogies? Because after that, we're going to have to go to y'all now poison the field. There's feces in the pool. The genotypes are cross-contaminated. Because understand, sir, without a woman, we are nothing. So, sirs, learn something. She is the prototype.
Oh, babe, this is my jam. You got such good taste in music. Babe, when you get taste this old music like this?
Can't you talk?
I hope that you're the one. Yeah, you are the prototype. You're beautiful to the sun. Do things I'm not alive. I think I'm in love. Thank you.
9 o'clock energy started coming out. think I'm in love with you. And we have to sleep in bed. And the reason why, I think the reason why I begin to get so riled up is because at this point in the relationship, there comes a crisis in every relationship. And I think this is the moment, CJ, that in every relationship we begin to get into a crisis. It doesn't matter how great or how short or how long a relationship is. Once you feel like you're in love again, there becomes a crisis in the relationship. I think we address it with this next song. So we'll be right back after this commercial break. Your host, Big Bap and CJ. I had to do that because we're in our 9 o'clock normal window, so a lot of our normal guests are beginning to come in. So I would like to say welcome to the show tonight. We have been doing the Hemi Totem special. We're doing a cross promotion tonight. We are streaming live on IG through DJ's Roundtable. So if you want to come in and chat with us through IG, you can. We will be on IG hopefully till 11, but if it runs out, you know it runs out. We're going to do our normal syndicated show at this time, incorporating what we were already doing tonight. So go ahead and just get comfortable. We're now going to do what we normally do. Dr. Feelgood is in the building, and he is on the ones and twos tonight because we are doing a Hemi Totem special because so many men have lost sight of what it means to be, oh, we're not even going to go that long. IG says it's cutting out in 23 seconds. So we will be leaving IG, and we are getting ready to get to the fun part of the night. Y'all finna have me one-on-one. Y'all know I like one-on-one. Woo! We can relax and get comfortable. We can turn up and we can get personal because I like it when it's just me and y'all. We are done. IG is gone. Let's go ahead and close that off. I love y'all. And I thank y'all for supporting us. Welcome to the Big Bap and Friends Show. We are your host, Big Bap. Welcome live to T-Spot Studio, produced and promoted by DJ's Roundtable. You can reach them at DJsRoundtable19@gmail.com. TJ, welcome. How does it feel now to be a formal host of the show?
Hot dog. Oh my gosh, it's so cool to be here.
You are all
okay,
giggles tonight.
I know this
is taking you back because I know you know this album front to back.
Yeah. So it's like to go backwards to when I first heard this album. To like, not necessarily relive it, but like I'm seeing it in a whole different light now.
Oh, because, ma'am, you laughed at me.
I know.
You
good,
laughed
hearty,
at me.
Healthy, good, but still laugh. I did.
You told me I was absolutely crazy. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. I did. But you were adamant about it, and you kept repeating it.
You know, this next song that we're going to play real quick as we welcome everybody in, this next song reminds me of the very first time that you ever interacted with me. I left you with the interpretation of the only thing that you could be for me would be a customer. We'll be right back after this.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening.
DJ Money.
Can I take your order? You can have it your way.
Welcome. Can I help you? Take a minute to read the menu. If you're looking for a man, if you're looking for a friend, if you're looking for someone to talk to, say your time, I'll fill your order. Never charge it for me, caution, caution, cause we're playing hot, and I'm the catch of the day. You deserve your meal and your drink. You can find it on me, I'll fill you up for free. If your heart is hungry, you can place your order. Let me serve you up, let me serve you up. You can have it your way, you're the customer.
You're the customer. Let me serve you up. You can't have it your way. You're the customer. You can have it your way. You're the one. You're the customer. If you get first,
special needs. It's picky or hard to please. Be particular about what you like. So the customer is always right. Satisfaction is guaranteed. It's your girl of quality. You're a million for love me and that real love policy. And I'm the catch of the day. You deserve your meal, your drink. You can find it on me. I'll fill you up.
The dissension. You have become the enemy.
the only thing that she wants to do is enjoy endless, endless, endless romantic nights of passion. But this state of the relationship, so many women begin to turn to battery-operated toys. We'll be back after this next commercial break.
Turn me up a little bit more. Yes. Probably would tell you you're beautiful if he could talk to you. I mean, if there was no expiration date on the batteries. Look, I've never been a hater. It's never been in my nature. No. But listen.
Stop. Stop, don't say you miss you. Don't have lips to kiss you. Don't attempt to give you ways to tell you how could you take it. Stop. Stop, can't serve you breakfast in bed.
Oh, no.
You can't save your body. Both your feet, he can't compete with my love.
Coming
over.
You need that real type of love.
Oh, 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 yeah.
Baby, do forget it.
I won't turn you up.
Your body needs to be in love.
Slow down, yeah.
Wait, it got me.
See, Bob,
Bob can't kiss, don't die.
Oh, no.
Bob can't share your moody ride. Bob can't say this song.
I know you think that you can take Bob anywhere, but Bob can't crush your skin, help you stretch and bend. And if you ask all your girlfriends, I'm sure you'll agree that Bob, Bob don't talk dirty to you. Wait, it got me.
Tonight's Black History, World History is brought to you by TaylorServices.com. That's www.TaylorEDSVCS.com. TaylorServices.com. They have heart saver, first aid, AED, and BLS training available. You can go click the link with click the link at the top of the page, and it will take you directly in there to go register. If you need a heart saver, first aid, AED, or BLS training, they have it available. Once you click the link, it'll bring you down. Go to a line training site, and it'll give you the CPR, first aid, AED, BLS hybrid class, and then it'll also give you the instructor-led heart saver and BLS training. Depending upon what you need for yours, go look it up, read the information that's there, and register today to get what you need. I want to, before we get started and get super, super, super deep into where we're going tonight, I just want to give a shout-out to Taylor Services for just supporting, sponsoring, and giving us a platform to be able to do what we do. So I tell people, if you're going to support us, the way you support us is the sponsors that sponsor us. So please make sure you go out and support Taylor Services today. They have definitely been more than gracious in their ability to help us grow in the past couple of years. So I just want to say thank you to our monthly title sponsor. Woo, CJ.
Hey there.
Ooh, we're getting deep into it tonight, y'all. So we're not doing a normal Black History. Tonight is a special show. We're doing a three-hour special show. So if you missed first hour, we've been doing the Hemi Tottum special. We're using all of this album to talk about who we are and what we should be. So if you missed it because you're just now coming in, later on go back and re-listen to the entire thing. Of course, y'all know you can find us on almost all your major platforms, but we definitely have exclusive streaming rights with Spotify. So if you truly want to make sure that we get credit for our listens, if you're not listening through Blog Talk Live, go back and listen to us through Spotify. We still get those. We get those counts directly towards our algorithm. So please make sure you support what supports us. But thank you guys for coming through. But for the song that we just played, a lot of women have switched to battery-operated boyfriends, not because the dick is even whack. They no longer trust you in the relationship. They're no longer comfortable with being intimate sexually with you anymore. Some of them are closed off. For the rest of them that's been with somebody like me, though, baby, let me tell you. They wake up and they think about you and they get wet. They have a cup of coffee in the morning, they get wet. They get a text message in the morning, they get wet. They get a, how you doing, they get wet. They smell pancakes, they get wet. They smell fruit, they get wet. They smell bacon, they get wet. They have a lasagna, they get wet. They have some ribs, they get wet. They go take a bubble bath. They are wet, getting wet.
It's gliding everywhere, huh?
Just water. Just wet and wet. Not because thing that I haven't done, because, see, everybody makes it about materialism when it comes to satisfying a woman. And the one thing that I've learned to understand, that if you completely cater to every need of your woman, not every woman, but your woman, something very specific will begin to happen to her body. You know how I know?
How?
Hemi taught me.
Yeah.
to sit back and realize that everything that you said that you wanted to possibly do, experience, understand, do, you've done it. You've done it for yourself. How does that now make you feel?
Is the wildest thing ever.
Not because a man did it for you, and not because a man opened a door for you, but you taking the challenges to get up every day and go kick in the doors for yourself. How do you feel now? Who are you now?
Well, I feel accomplished. I feel empowered.
Can nobody stop me? And it's been that way for a very long time. And I just had to remember who the fuck I was. So I thank you for helping me remember who the fuck I really am. It's been a while. But I'm here and I'm happy.
We are glad that you are happy. Because at the end of the day, it's supposed to be about you. If you're living your life and you're building a life for yourself, it's absolutely about you. And sometimes you have to tell people, you just can't be friends.
Radio Raheem, your face, turn me up.
And I wish I never felt so good inside of you. Now that you're doing, you love your new class.
You should say music group. You should say for the winter.
Oh, would you ever come play to me? It'll fill us with a sense of home and love. And now that he's got his walking. Everything y'all do, do. Now we'll make love, not try and make babies. It's like we're falling in love, but still won't do. But it ain't the way it is. That he can love you like I do. And I wish we never did it again. And I wish you never loved me. And I wish I never felt so good inside of you. Now that you're doing, when you love yourself. So we'll make love and lose track of time. The way you hold me down when I'll be on my grind. Power self, guess I think it'll be it too. Oh, well, oh, the way we dance, not trying to make babies. Oh, hey, oh, I'm gonna love you like forever, my lady. Oh, 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 and it ain't no way you can put you through what you're through. No. No, no. And I wish we never did it again. And I wish you never loved me. And I wish I never felt so good inside of you. Now that you're doing, you love your new friend. And I'm no more ring to fall on myself. I'm
BJ, you know we got to go ahead and do some more promotional stuff real quick. Talk to them about Taylor Prince.
Oh, listen, I just want to first off say my braids are still perfectly intact. My edges are still slayed. And I think we are on week 3 now, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Week 3.
If you are in the city of Tallahassee or you're going to be coming through the city of Tallahassee, you definitely want to reach out to Taylor Crown. So I'm going to give you the customer service number so you can reach out to Taylor Crown. All right? That number is going to be 833-366-6559. 833-366-6559. It's real easy. Write it down. Put it in your thing. But, man, they are dope. They also, what hits me is I want you to understand the very first thing when you open it up is their statement to women. And it says, hello, beautiful. 1 Corinthians 11:15. But if a woman having long hair, it is a glory to her. For her hair is given her for a cover. Book your appointment today to allow me the opportunity to adjust and tailor your crown to complement your pretty face. Man, if that don't – listen, if she ain't talking directly to a queen, I don't know why you booking anybody else. That's direct. Like, there's – first of all, she's telling you
and
why.
And you will all but fall asleep in her chair. Please understand. Her hands are soft.
Listen. Her
you
hands,
are fighting
her hands
sleep in her chair.
Oh, listen. You know what? It's funny because she's never touched me. You know that? As a person. Yeah, I don't. Her actually putting her hands on any part of me, I cannot tell you what that feels like. She's never touched me. So when all of y'all tell me these experiences, so all these experiences y'all have of knowing what she physically feels like, we have never touched each other in any capacity, and it's a beautiful thing because I actually listening to what you guys talk about what she does with her hands is the same reaction that I get to listening to other people tell me it's the warriorism in it for me. To hear y'all talk about what she does, it gives me such joy to hear people talk about getting work hand given to them, tailored to them, and they get such satisfaction and joy out of it. You can't ask for anything better than that. To know that when you refer somebody, the people coming back are raving leaps and bounds about that person. That's a high in itself for me. I'm a business person. So when I hear someone rave about customer service and quality and style and delivery and that it's intentional and that it's purposeful and that it's meaningful and that their spirit was fed when they left, that means something to me. Have you watched me give customer service?
Yeah.
What's my customer service like?
I have to speak one word.
You don't got enough time, do you?
No, I don't. You're very attentive. You definitely will find a solution to whatever problem is presented, hands down. And if you can't find one, you're gonna find one.
Because there is a solution. Now you may not like the answer, but there is a solution. We gotta do our job now. Hold on now. We got some stuff we're supposed to be doing. Let's do our job first now. We on the clock now. Yeah, we on the clock now. We gotta do our job. It's what day it is? Yeah, we should be doing what day it is.
It is what day it is. Mm-hmm.
You finna fuck around and get me fired.
Oh, look at today is National Gardening Day. Didn't we have a song over here talking about gardening love?
We did.
See, we are in the zone. If y'all don't know what album we're talking about, we are referencing the Hemi Totem album. So if y'all have never heard of that album, because a lot of people don't know this album because it's not a normal released album, please go online, Google 360 Music Group, and find the album and download it. It's a free download, but make sure you go, because Raheem get credit for those downloads directly. So make sure you go download that album from there. Let's go ahead and get back into this. So we have National Gardening Day. Today is also National Dolphin Day. Those little bitches can be violent, too, just so y'all know. Like, it's I see why they would celebrate that, because they cute. Like Aries, like, y'all cute, but y'all violent a little bit.
I love
it. Yeah, I love y'all. But y'all violent. Y'all need a hug. Okay, today is also National Look Up at the Sky Day. So if you looked up at the sky today, you celebrated Look Up at the Sky Day. I looked up at the sky today.
It's beautiful.
Today is also National Pecan Day. Ooh-wee, somebody been talking about pecan pies a whole lot lately.
I'm going to make one. It's going to be lit.
Yeah, you in the season, then. Go ahead and make you one. Hey, listen, good God. Is yours good? Because, listen, the problem that I have, I don't like the store-bought bullshit because that's gross. I don't know who the fuck thought that you did. Listen, I'm saying if you can make a good Southern Geechee, you know, where it's got that nice, good, rich, buttery, you know the thing I'm talking about. Listen, woman, if you fuck around and tell me you make that, I'm going to have the donkey punch you on the back of your throat. Because I don't tell people this, but I love a good pecan pie. But I don't tell people I like it because not everybody can make them. And everybody think because they got a recipe that they is good, and I be mad, and I be wanting to say stuff because you know my mouth. But, baby, if you make a good one, I'm trying to be healthy this week.
That's why I didn't make one yet, because I'm trying to do better. I just had a red velvet cake.
Whoa, good God.
And I ate almost the whole cake.
Oh, listen, my wife can bake. I tell anybody. People ask me all the time, what's one of the reasons that you married your wife? I tell everybody, I'm like, hey, number one with the bullet, she can bake. And they're like, what? I said, I don't like baking. So the fact that she can, and they're like, but you can bake. I said, understand. That doesn't mean that the fuck I like it. Can and like are not the same words. Like, people be mad because they're like, but you're really good at it. Bitch, but I don't like it. It doesn't matter how good I'm at. I don't like it. If you don't like sucking dick, you're not going to want to put it in your mouth. If you don't like giving oral, you're not going to go down there and lick the kitty. No matter how good you are at it, you don't like it. That matters. Give yourself credit, people. Stop doing shit because people forcing it on you. If you don't like some shit, tell them you don't like it. So, all right. Ooh, see, I don't like it. Today is National Ex-Spouse Day.
I don't like it. Thank you, Lord, for deliverance. Ooh, Lord, I thank you.
Showing how I should have bought a Honda around this bitch. Shit.
Yes. Straight into my shit.
Good God, boy. Some of y'all are exes for a reason. Good God. Right. Today is also National Pan-American Day. So if you believe in Pan-Americanism, then today is your day. Today is also National Reach As High As You Can Day. So all you got to do is just stand up, put your hands in the sky, reach as high as you can, and you have participated in the day. So if you celebrate that, go ahead and celebrate it. If not, it's all cool. And those are our days. CJ, tell the people something good, man. Just tell them something good about anything. I want to hear your voice before we go into this next commercial break.
Something good. We're like almost out of Aries season.
It's crazy. I've actually heard that statement twice this year. Pisces said it as they was closing out Pisces season. I heard a lot of Pisces say, you know, we are happy Pisces season is drawing to a close. And then once it closed, like almost every Pisces I knew breathed a sigh of relief. Like,
I understand. I could not wait to get out of Pisces. I walked into March and things happened in March. I was ready. Understand. I was ready. And March came in and was like, yeah, bitch, fuck you.
Oh.
Oh, it was wonderful, though. It was the best rebuild of my life ever.
Oh.
I got brand new everything, y'all. It's wonderful.
Oh. Be careful how you ask for shit.
You might just get that shit.
Be careful, you know. I be telling people, y'all be asking for shit wrong, and they be like, what? I said, listen, I be telling my friends all the time, shut the fuck up. They be like, what? I'm like, y'all be asking for shit, and then y'all be mad when God give it to you the way God give it to you. They be like, what? I'm like, y'all, shut the fuck up. Just let him be merciful. Let him, her be merciful. Shit. Stop asking for shit. Shut the fuck up. Wonderful things will happen. You just believe all the shit you asked for before already. Stop asking for new shit. His plate already full. His plate runneth over with the shit you've already asked for. Just be thankful. Shut the fuck up, some of y'all. And I'll just be saying dumb shit. Understand, have y'all read that fucking book y'all say y'all believe in? The way y'all be asking for some shit, y'all do understand there's some things that's supposed to come with the shit y'all asking for. You might want to go get in the book of Psalms and the book of Proverbs. Y'all just be talking and ain't read nothing. Go read Ecclesiastics. Like, go look at it. Go look at what y'all asking for. There's things that's in the books that y'all be calling witchcraft. Y'all don't even understand. It's right there in the book y'all looking at. And it says the words verbatim clear as day. But y'all want to pick and choose who y'all want to be mad at and what y'all want to be mad for. Sorry, y'all going to get me off on a tangent. I think it's time for our next commercial. It is. We 1 minute past our commercial break. We out of here. We'll be back. I'll holla.
Babe,
you just keep going in. I'm going in because you're going in. We know how to commit like this, babe. Leave me talking. Leave your lipstick print all over my body, baby. My body, baby. Soak me in the smell of your perfume, baby. I'm not trying to fool you.
a great place for my best love you ever had. We'll grow. Talking, love, exploring my body, baby. My body, baby. Shed fantasies, be so freak you want to change. My body, baby. Your body, baby. Just a kiss to jump along. And we're all the telephone. My body, baby. We didn't come.
Don't give us no free time. We will do something with that free time. Whether it be take a nap, we gonna do something because that's our time, and we gonna do it how we see fit. And we love giving back. So, anyways, we talk about Aries right now. We ain't in Taurus season. We getting close. See, we on the cusp. We getting there. Today is also Anderson Silva's birthday. He's one of the greats in MMA. Just great. If you didn't see him at the height of his powers, you should definitely go get on YouTube and check him out. Today is also Daryl Kent Jones' birthday. He's actually a Tallahassee native. He has a single called Don't Mind. I'm going to have to play that on the show one day. So happy birthday to Mr. Jones. Me and Mrs. Jones. I don't know. Anytime I see somebody with the last name Jones, I don't care what happens. That song always, like, that song is just, I've heard that song so many times as a kid. That song is just etched in my forehead. Like, and you got to get all the E's. You got to get all the E's in, too. Like, you can't miss any of them bitches. You got to get them all. Like, oh, God, that's a good And then today is also Mr. Willie Fraud Williams. He's a French DJ. His birthday's today. He got on a big hat like the Undertaker, and then it looked like he either got on a robe or he got on a ceremonial black something from Japan or China. So I don't really know what he was going with, and then there's tattoos everywhere that looked like a temple going across his chest. So I don't know what they was going with that, but happy birthday to him because I don't know him. So I just have to give y'all the horse scripture. Because the Undertaker hat, the over Undertaker size hat is what messed me up. So that's why I'm like, I don't know what he was going. I ain't even drunk enough for that. Like, you know, people are like, I ain't high enough for that. I'm not drunk enough for this. And, you know, that's the thing with Aries. There's some of y'all that's just, y'all are just whatever. Like, it get real the fuck interesting.
Whew. Listen, either we care or we don't. Take it or leave it.
Y'all don't even know if y'all care or y'all don't.
Take it or leave it. We'll get there when we get there together.
Yeah.
Or not. That choice is yours.
You know what? We're going to go ahead and continue on with this great show tonight. We're going to go ahead and take our next commercial break because, you know, sometimes, especially when you get real close to Aries season, y'all be feeling some type of way.
Won a lottery, I'm the richest man in the world. I feel like I'm smiling when you cross my mind. Looking forward to the night. I feel like words like exclusive forever, and I think it's so much richer. Yeah, I feel like static and elated. Oh, we've come so far. It feels like we made it. Make you make me feel so alive. Can't wait. Oh, yeah. Some kind of good. My table do all I need is you. You make me feel. Can't wait. I'm like a king on a throne with you all alone. I feel like I'm giving no one needs, giving you my name. That you know that who I feel like. To rejoice like a Sunday morning, that's the morning. I feel like the envy of everything. I feel like this is the most high plan. When I pray,
yeah.
I hit my knees,
I hope
for the Lord's way. I see someone ride and roll, I love me so. Come on,
take
darling.
The first thing always out y'all mouth is the principle.
Because it's the principle.
I knew it. She can hold it. Oh, I know, my friend. And listen, that people be like, "What?" I said, they're like, "What?" I said, Brett does very good. They're like, "What?" I said, an Aries to have any type of impulse control, understand they damn near had to fight themselves on the inside.
Yes. Yes. Understand whatever came out of my mouth. First off, I fought myself. Over 12 topics of which we could have put whatever you said. There are instantly 12 things that pop into my head.
Oh,
I chose the softer of the 12.
Oh, yeah, because I understand they want to shake the shit out of you.
She said, if an Aries hurts you, you must deserve it. And I live by that.
Because understand,
I'm not
they wanted
coming
you.
For you. You did it first.
Because understand, they want to choose violence. Like, y'all do.
I'm
like,
never
y'all
coming for you. You did it first.
Because y'all want to be able to choose. And people don't understand. I'm like, no, they're not violent. They're saying, no. They want to choose violence. They're not violent. They're like, what? I said, they're not the same statement. You have to understand they're not the same statement. They're not violent in nature. They're very docile in nature. But they want to choose violence every time because they want you to understand, please don't have me fucked up under any circumstances. Mm-hmm. Thank you for coming. Have a good night. Merry Exodus.
All that.
Oh, that's what I said. People be like, why did you? They're like, because when people were asking me, why did I pick you as my personal assistant? I said, when I first looked at you to come aboard and do what we were going to do and whatever, the one thing that I absolutely needed, I needed someone who would choose violence. And I actually told my wife that. She was like, what do you mean choose violence? I said, no. I said, understand. You're violent, and that's great. Your violence is weird, and it's okay, and it's understandable. You can get violent. That's great. She goes, okay. I said, other signs like Leo's and whatever and other signs, they have their ways that they're violent. I said, but there's not a lot of signs that choose violence. And she goes, choose violence? The fuck is that? And so we talked about what choose
understand. Carry on.
You have to understand. Some people literally have to have an internal tussle to not pick violence. That is an Aries every single time. Because as soon as you mispronounce their name, they're choosing violence. You didn't bring them their sandwich the right way. They want to choose violence. Like, you fucked around. Like, they don't like you. Violence is already at the forefront of where they're starting the day. So you're talking about a person who really wants to choose violence, but they have to realize violence is probably going to either get me in jail or murdered in this situation. So that might not be my best choice here. You need that person to have that internal battle. Now, understand, the Aries will have that whole internal battle and still choose, I don't give a fuck. See, you need somebody who's going to choose violence. All right, now that we understand who you are, we're going to go ahead and play our next song. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Lady, you come to me, and I be getting closer, simple, jumping in the ride, closer, and pushing you closer, like my teeth hit the lock, and I get so open, oh, yeah.
to the public wedding. Do it hot as wool, you need a still and fair. Oh, you be telling time and trying to make it fun. And you recognize I'm your only boy. Tell me, make a baby drop. Oh, won't be long now. I'll take my time to wake you. It might feel like a wet dream. Sitting on my way approaching. I'm thinking new things we can do. Closer, in case you don't hear me, I'ma say it one more time. Closer, my name is Raheem. On my right, on the red, black and green. Well, it won't be long.
To be intent to love.
in a manner that lines up with the perspectives and the desires that we want in life. So we're too busy proving things to people that don't even love us. We're proving love to people that's not willing to prove love back to us. Ooh, that's a heavy one.
Yeah.
Here's something that I want you to try. For those of you who don't feel loved, right? Because there's people who are listening to me right now who don't feel loved. For those of you who are questioning the love of the ones that you have around you, let me ask you this question. Could you be comfortable giving them the love the way you're receiving? Because we always talk about the person not accepting our love, right? So let me ask you a question. Can you be comfortable receiving the love that you're giving out? Would you be comfortable receiving that same love that you're dishing out? See, because I believe in a freeing love, a love that is beyond all limits. A love that elevates your partner to the highest level that they can possibly ascertain. That they don't have to be above you, beneath you. That you can grow completely together as one. And individually as individuals. A platform parallel universe that entwines one another's spirit like you. Two invigorating balls spinning on the solar axis, shooting for the highest reaches of the solar system. It's the person who's trying to control love that limits love. We'll be right back after this last commercial break.
I'm gonna make you mine.
And I want you guys to know and understand that
everything that I've ever tried to do and tried to be in life, I wanted to be able to provide a safe space, specifically for women. Because for me, I've always felt like women didn't have safe harbor in men. And I felt that way because I've heard so many women complain about that very issue. This album today reminded me, regardless of the negative things that I've seen, the negative energy that has been projected towards me and all various different things that come at us in life, is that the best and greatest thing that I can continue to do is be that safety light, a beacon of hope for someone who's needing to land their vessel in the dock and still be able to come in and get a warm cup of coffee and see a smiling face. You may be someone's last chance and last hope at believing in humanity. And to many, that seems like a heavy burden, but it's not. It's a joy of knowing that I saved someone from going into a valley of despair and that they would never be able to pull themselves out by themselves. Being that last strand of rope that held up long enough till someone else could come and pull them back onto the cliff. So many people are worried about getting their flowers. Understanding sometimes all we need is just the flower. The whole plant to sit it there. Let it permeate through the atmosphere. People always ask me, what are you most happy? And I tell people, the product of my success is my work. The people in the lives that I've touched, that I've empowered, that I've instilled, the relationships that I've helped mend, the marriages that I've extended, the people I've given the hard, honest truth to, so that they can make the best and better decisions for their life. Knowing that it was gut-wrenching and painstaking to have to tell these people things that was contrary to everything that they wanted to believe in. It's easy to believe that you're always right. It's hard to accept responsibilities for mistakes made. A humble leader will always be a humble leader. A humble leader will be selfless. Everything that matters most will become important. CJ, talk to the people, because I think we need to give them, it's that wrap-up time. You know, we got to give them that good word of the day. So I got mine ready. You got yours ready?
Yeah, sure.
You forgot we were supposed to do that, didn't you? you just got all involved in my words. She was over there. He talking.
I'm not about to play with you. Tonight's words, my final remarks for the day. Y'all, don't be afraid to dream, and dream big. Like, if it scares you, then that's just big enough. If you ain't scared yet, you didn't dream hard enough. And then once you're scared, actually have the courage to go for it. You'll be surprised what the hell comes of it. I love y'all and good night.
Ooh-wee. So that sounded like that was something for the fuck yourself. I ain't even going to give you an opportunity to respond. I already muted your mic. That sounded like that was something you just went through yourself. Mine's going to be very similar to hers, but a little different. So many people in my generation and younger sat on pews and believed that they could be anything. And they always heard a message of, if only you could just step out on faith. Now is that season. Step out on faith. Believe in the things that you have put the time in to. Believe in the education that you would have sought after. Believe in the mentorship that you sat under. Believe in the programs that you participated in. Give back to your community. Understand it's less about you and more about what you do. Figure out your why. Know your reason for being on earth. Once you figure that out, do that proudly. And don't let anyone diminish the flame that is you. Because that flame that you are will bring a kindred spirit along the way. And we're two. Y'all should know the scripture by now. I love y'all. We're going to go out on an old banger since we're doing a Raheem tribute. We're going to end on one of my favorite Raheem remixes, Jack and the Beat. I love y'all. I'll holler.